From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The UN Agency on AIDS is warning that as many as 5 million more children could die of AIDS in Africa over the next decade. 5 million African children have already died of the disease. Such deaths can be prevented by giving mothers and newborns a drug called nevirapine at the time of birth. More than 500,000 mothers and children have taken the drug, but there's fierce debate about the safety and ethics of nevirapine. We have two reports on the controversy and how it's playing out in Africa. First, NPR's Richard Knox explains the latest science on nevirapine.
Dr. Moses Sinkala can talk firsthand about babies who get HIV from their mothers. He's director of health in Lusaka, the capital of Zambia in southern Africa.
In Lusaka district, we're talking about roughly slightly over 4,000 HIV babies being born. That is just in Lusaka alone per year.
That's 11 newly infected babies a day. Sinkala says there are many more babies being born with HIV throughout Zambia, but nevirapine could prevent many of those mother-to-child infections.
26% of all pregnant women are HIV positive in Zambia. If there is no intervention, 40% of them will pass the virus to their baby. Just using single-dose nevirapine, we can reduce that by half.
But there's growing concern about the effects of nevirapine since a study last year showed that many women developed resistance to the drug, or rather the AIDS virus they carry develops resistance, after only a single dose. The worry is that later, when a woman needs treatment for her own AIDS, the virus won't respond to drug cocktails containing nevirapine, a mainstay of AIDS treatment in Africa, because it's so cheap. New research shows two-thirds of women develop nevirapine resistance after a single dose. But Dr. Richard Marlink of the Harvard School of Public Health says that's not as alarming as it sounds.
The studies presented this year show that, yes, it's quite common, but it doesn't seem to be making a difference clinically, meaning that after single-dose therapy, if the woman needs to get on therapy for her own health, it seems she'll do fine.
And one new study from Africa indicates nevirapine prevents HIV transmission just as well in women who get it in a second pregnancy. Still, worries about nevirapine resistance and new studies on what to do about it were a major theme at a recent AIDS conference in Boston.
The good news is that we are seeing from multiple studies that the addition of a combination of drugs, AZT and 3TC, after delivery for the mother, is very effective in limiting resistance.
Mark Isaac is with the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation, which sponsors HIV prevention projects in more than 600 sites in 19 countries. The Glaser Foundation convened a recent summit conference of experts. They called for all women to have access to single-dose nevirapine at a minimum, but also for more options where possible. Isaac also says pregnant women with advanced AIDS who need triple drug cocktails should be put at the head of the line in the treatment programs springing up in developing countries.
That does not exist as a priority, and in fact it may in many cases be that other people are gaining priority over a pregnant woman. We really have two lives that are at stake.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization recently decided to revise its guidelines for prevention of newborn HIV infection. Dr. Francois Dabi of Bordeaux University says there's enough new research to move ahead.
We can come up with relatively simpler solutions and a limited menu of options that WHO and other partners should push in the field as much as possible. It would not be wise to wait.
Adding other drugs to nevirapine for mothers and newborns will increase the cost from $4 to about $9 per case. Moses Sinkala says places like Zambia will have to rely on nevirapine alone for the foreseeable future.
Where resources are available, where people are trained, where the laboratory services are in place, where the infrastructure and the system is working well, I think they can use more complex regimens. But in places where these things are not available, single-dose nevirapine is much more effective than nothing at all.
The future of the nevirapine debate is unpredictable, says Isaac of the Glaser Foundation. He says it depends on whether politicians will be guided by the science, which so far does not show that single-dose nevirapine is actually harming mothers or babies. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.